Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ansaroma. And 2020 is a year of drastic, radical, mind-blowing, yet auspicious change. August is the last nature month of the year, and the elemental wisdom tells us that it brings the energy for intentional adaptation, because there is no going back to COVID, to pre-COVID normal. As one cosmic door has closed, a new one has opened, and the message to humanity is all of us sharing, collaborating, and living on purpose. Yes. So through the 4 broadcasts this month and accompanying videos, I've been providing spiritual intelligence and practical wisdom to support intentional adaptation from what has been to what can now be. And tonight I'm continuing with releasing fear-based withholding to growing our practice of love-centered sharing. But first, just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through your phone or at this number. It is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of the broadcast on Tuesdays to my YouTube channel, unless I have some disruption, and that is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or leave comments on my Facebook page. That is Wisdom Walk Radio. My website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or in the comment section below the video if you're watching on YouTube. But right now, I ask and invite you to sit or lie back and join me for the exploration into your inner landscape, where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Like every week, I want to start off with honoring the ancestors, and all month long, I want to take a focus on the persons who have died as a result of the COVID virus, and not just here in the United States, but I'm talking all around the world. This is a human experience, a global human experience that we're all in. And so join me now, if you will, thinking about your ancestors. And again, you may know of someone who died from COVID and who is now an ancestor. And I'm going to send up this prayer. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, All That Is, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to you and to call on the ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we call upon you, especially those of you who have died through COVID, because we know that you have wisdom for us, you have guidance for us. We are still going through a very, very challenging time. We are in a time where we don't know what to trust, who to trust. We get confused between science safety and perceived safety. We are taking unnecessary risk. We are even at times acting like the virus doesn't exist. And so we need your help, your wisdom, your understanding, compassion with us, your love for us to help us really come together as a species to do the right thing so that this virus can be put under control, as we know can happen, and to help us to learn from this and to move forward in ways that consider the long-term consequences of our behavior. And so, ancestors, ancestors, we thank you. We ask for all of this help and support in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Ashe ho asash. So it is. I'm going to move right into our elemental and astrological wisdom and insights for this week coming up. Currently, we are in a mineral week from the 19th through the 25th. And so this Wednesday, the 26th, we are going to be moving into a water week. And here's the opportunity. It's about becoming peaceful. And wow, is that not needed like now in large doses? It's about getting still and meditating and contemplating. Reconcile any negative feelings by acknowledging them, feeling the pain, and cleansing it by focusing on what is positive in your life right now. Get yourself into a nearby flowing body of water and allow the purifying energy of the water element to free you from feelings of anger, resentment, judgment, fear, and anything else that is disruptive and distracting to the fulfillment of your annual commitments. Remember, God is breathing you. Call upon the divine love to free your mind. Now, Along with all opportunity will come some distractions, and so here are a few that I suggest you be on the lookout for. 1, ignoring or sedating your pain. 2, telling yourself that your problems can wait. 3, attempting to change someone. The only person you can change is yourself. 4, blaming others for how they are choosing to feel about yourself. Yeah. And last but not least, using anger, rage, or judgment to protect yourself from other people's pain. Now, next week, we're going to move into a fire week. That'll be September the 2nd. Can you believe it? We're already moving into September. And that will be a time for choosing truth. And I'll remind you all about it in the next broadcast and video. Now, last week we had Earth Day on August the 22nd, and so now our next one will be September the 22nd. And again, just a reminder to continue to consciously cut down on your use of plastic and paper. Many of the stores here in Southern California are using plastic bags that can be washed out and used several times, I think up to like 20 or 30 times, depending on the thickness of it. But that's a really important thing to do, to try to reuse the plastic as much as possible. Also, I'd like you to stay very conscious about the use of fossil fuel if you have a car that is not electric, and really be conservative in terms of your use of it. And of course, you know, if you have to use it to get back and forth to work, you know, of course you use it. But just think about other ways that you may want to use it or consider using it that really isn't essential. Yeah. Again, I invite you to go to the Earth Day website, which I'm showing below. It's www.earthday.org. Go to today's action section and get some more information and some other ways in which you can contribute to our planet being around for the seventh generation that will come after we become ancestors. Shame. So let me jump into some astrological information for you. And just a quick update from last week, because I shared how I had gotten tech support scammed on my computer. And the good news is that I was able to, save my money. But from that experience, I got a huge, huge, huge wake-up call and a huge, huge healing around my relationship to money. And last week was also Uranus going retrograde. And that is a time when, again, things are being pushed up, brought to our attention so that we can heal it. So I didn't stay in victim mode with that experience as long as I probably would have 10 years ago, I'll say. I was able to say, you know what, there is treasure in every bit of trouble. Let me take care of the practical things I need to do, like change up my website, call my bank, follow up with that, change all my passwords, and up my security on my computer so that I'm really getting support in every website that I go to. And then I did my healing work because clearly that experience showed me, exposed to me about my core wounds being active around issues of money. And I definitely want to clear that up. And it is something that I'm emphasizing it because according to the astrology, especially what's coming up with September, it's going to be economics this time that really, really is going to be challenging. So I found a new astrologer that I like. Her name is X Faith. I'll put the link below in the comment section below this YouTube and try to post it on my Wisdom Walk Radio page. And so she shared this quote from an Indian author named Nitya Prakash. And it says, "Blooming and withering are inevitable. Let's stay graceful in the process." I love that. I love, love that. So in other words, you know, there are things that are moving and coming up that we really can't stop, unfortunately, because, as you know, Black people say, you make your bed hard, you got to sleep. And so we've got to experience the consequences of things that we have been doing that are not in alignment, and things that we should have been doing so that we could be in alignment. So we've got to experience the consequences of that as a human species. So this week we do get a breather before the intensity increases in September. We will be dealing with economic challenges, as I said, as the Saturn-Pluto conjunction energy continues pushing for a reformation with a focus on a new economic model or new economic models that create win-win situations. So if you are a little more into astrology like I am, just so you know, on the 24th tomorrow, we've got Mars finally squaring Saturn. And essentially, this is going to happen three more times, this square. It'll happen in October and then again in December. And a square is always like opposition. It's a challenging time. So you got Mars, which is, you know, essentially representing the patriarchal energy, the unsacred masculine energy on the planet. And so that is going toe-to-toe with Saturn. Saturn is like that rules and regulations, and it's saying your time is up. It's no longer appropriate. So there, of course, going to be backlash, you know, so that tension is up. But the good news is, as of the 13th of November, Saturn and Jupiter are both heading away from Pluto and into Aquarius, and that will definitely ease the pressure. But, you know, some stuff is definitely going to get pushed up. And then on the 25th, the day after, we've got a trine, which is a good aspect between Mercury, Uranus, Venus, and Jupiter. And so this is going to be a time where we get some good clarity, especially about generosity in relationships. And so this feelings of kindness and loving are definitely going to be pushed up this week. I think it's so that we get some preparation before we move into the challenges in September. And clearly the challenge I had with that scam is to me one example of the kind of challenge that people will be experiencing as we move into and go through September around the economic. So it's a good time to really want to look at your relationship to money. How are you experiencing money? Are you always broke? Do you feel you don't have enough? Do you believe you can never have enough? Do you have too much? Whatever your relationship is, you need to take a look at that because it will be challenged. I guarantee you that during the month of September. All right. So here's what I'm going to talk about now with the rest of the time I have in regards to withholding versus sharing. I'm going to do a quick overview for you of the previous broadcast about intentional adaptation. I'm going to talk quickly about why we withhold and why we share and leave you with some contemplative questions. My quote for this evening, and again, all month I've been using my Marvel Cinematic Universe characters and lines from the movies that I felt were in alignment with the message I'm bringing. And so this one comes from the movie Black Panther. It's spoken by King T'Challa, and he said, "For the first time in our history, we will be sharing our knowledge and resources with the outside world. We will work to be an example of how we, as brothers and sisters on this earth, should treat each other. Now more than ever, the illusion of division threatens our very existence. We all know the truth. More connects us than separates us. But in times of crisis, the wise build bridges while the foolish build barriers. We must find a way to look after one another as if we were one single tribe." Yes, yes, yes. Intentional adaptation. Okay. We had the cosmic flashlight illumination from COVID and the death of George Floyd. And it has brought us to a higher level of awareness around things like, oh, yeah, we really do believe that people are disposable. Also, too, that we take for granted the most important people on the planet, who are the people involved in the food industry, in the cleaning industry, in the industry that moves products from one point to the other. Yeah. And so, you know, we are in a position now because, like, once this kind of stuff is illuminated, you can't act like it's not, right? It doesn't go back. So that cosmic flashlight has brought that to us, and that's why we now need to intentionally adapt, intentionally reform, which I'll be talking about more in September, about the reforming and what that means. So in the last two broadcasts and videos, I also talked about the movement of us away from that only us, only me, I mean to all of us, just as Chawla was saying in that quote, right? And from dominating into collaborating. This is about the movement away from fear-based development to love-centered solutions. Time to go in, you know, to get still, to take a pause, to rest, go in to our inner world and heal from our past, to find out where it is we are still tethered to old belief systems, to old ways of thinking and reacting that can no longer exist because that cosmic flashlight has been shown. Also, we're at a point with intentional adaptation, and that means that we need to consider the long-term consequences of our decision-making. So withholding, why do we withhold? Well, I went to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary to get a definition of withholding, and here's what I found. Withholding means refusal to give something that is due or desired. I'll repeat that. Refusal to give something that is due or desired. Not experiencing warmth or affection. Withholding. Not experiencing affection of warmth of feeling. And here are some synonyms for withholding. Keep secret. Conceal, hide, repress, resist. Yes, so withholding is a fear-based behavior rooted in the past. It is kin to dominating and only me mentality. So let's jump over to sharing. Why do we share? What supports sharing? I looked up the definition. And sharing says to give or receive a part of something, to enjoy or assume something in common, to have or use something at the same time as someone else. Here are the synonyms. Participate in or with, contribute, distribute, to be involved in or with. Sharing is a love-based behavior and belief system rooted in the present. It is kin to collaborating and all of us mentality. So this notion of why do we withhold? Because we're scared. Why do we share? Because we ain't scared. We're focusing on love. We're focusing on that affection and that warmth. So here's your personal challenge and awareness opportunity for this week. Three contemplative questions. One, where in your life are you withholding love and affection from others and from yourself? What fears are supporting this decision? Don't go unconscious. Write it all out or think it all out. Number two, where in your life are you sharing love and affection with others and with yourself? Courage and loving beliefs are supporting this decision? And last but not least, what do you need to become more loving and affectionate with yourself and with those you love? As a reminder, this personal challenge will be listed in the comments box below the YouTube video. I mean, my description box below the YouTube video. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to my channel and hit the bell for all postings. And I thank you very much. So I'm going to close out, leave you with all of that good stuff to think about. And, of course, I want to first shout out to my wonderful engineer, dedicated engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family and team. And much, much gratitude to you to continue to make sure that I can do this work over the airwaves. Much appreciated. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, especially my number one fan, Ms. Sarah. And she is a master sharer. She will share, she shares everything. She shares stuff even if, anybody else would look and say, oh, that person doesn't need that, or they ate already, they don't need any food, or they don't need this, right? But no, anything she has, she'd be like, would you like some? Can you have some? Here, I have something for you. Master sharer. Yeah, because she, at 95 years old, understands the importance of being loving and affectionate. Thank you, Sarah. To all those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who are listening in for the first time, thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't do this without you watching, listening, and supporting my channel. Now, next week, I will conclude the theme of intentional adaptation by talking about existing to living on purpose. Yeah. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. It is available at Amazon, through Kindle, Barnes & Noble, even Walmart, and other online booksellers. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please, please, please have a healthy and a safe Water Week that we are going through. Now, continue to wear your mask, practice social distancing and safe relating, wash your hands, avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety, and do remember, most importantly, that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now. All righty.